This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Imagine. I-M-A-G-I-N-E. Imagine. Text IMAGINE to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. It's a national contest, and one lucky national winner gets $1,000. That number again, 72881. Message and data rates apply. IMAGINE is this hour's code word. Okay. Oh, yes. Imagine all the people.
Hey, we just played a song by Imagine Dragons soon.
I know. I was going to use that as my sentence, but I...
You didn't.
I didn't. I couldn't think of a good way to work it in. I'm off my game, man. My eyeballs, I'm like Mad-Eye Mooney over here. Okay.
Mad-Eye Mooney?
Yeah, from Harry Potter. No?
Okay. No, I'm familiar.
Okay. Over the weekend, we found out that the Brady Bunch house had been purchased. Initially, Lance Bass. Oh, there we go. Lance Bass, which one? Is he from NSYNC?
Or is he's from NSYNC.
We had this conversation yesterday.
I can never know which one. I know he's a boy band
totally
guy.
He's a blonde dude. Yeah. He's gay.
Yeah. And he's dating one of the guys that won
something recently.
The
I think
Amazing
it was like
Race.
New Year's Eve.
That guy used
something.
Him to put out a book.
Yes. Yeah. Him whining about not getting to buy the Brady Bunch house, though, is so like rich white people problems, dude. What is your deal?
Well, he thought he was told that he had the winning bid.
Who the hell cares, Lance Bass?
He wanted it.
He
badly.
Wanted it. And people do care because people, I mean, I even have to say I randomly care what happens to that house. I don't really know why.
There was even like a Instagram whatever picture with him and his friends right in front of the house. We got it.
Oh, that's so sad. He was so excited. He was going to live in the Brady Bunch house. So it turns out that the Hollywood studio that's in quotes that bought this place that actually had the winning bid was HGTV.
Oh.
So they got the house and they paid well over $1 million over asking.
Yeah, because what were they asking for?
1.8 or something?
Yeah, that sounds about right. 1.89, 1.83,
so
something.
Looks like over $3 million is what they paid for this place. So yesterday... HGTV said, Lance, step aside. You did not get the house. We bought the house. And they are going to, quote, restore it to its 1970s glory as only HGTV can. So I don't know if this means they're just going to take what's there and make it 1970s awesome, or if they are going to try to recreate as much. I mean, that main room in the house was super iconic, you know, the stairs going up the side and the sunken living room that opened into the kitchen. There was a little eating area, and then the den was beyond that, out to the backyard.
But wasn't that all a set? I thought that was a set.
That was a set. But so Lance wanted to restore it to the Brady Bunch house. So I wonder if HGTV is going to make this a primetime special and
we're going to be seeing that. I'm actually kind of excited about it.
I'll definitely take a look at
They said, we'll bring all the resources to bear to tell safe, fun stories with this beloved piece of American TV history. What does that mean, tell safe, fun stories?
Well, you have to figure the way they do these remodels, for once, they don't have to do it in under a week.
Right.
So they can actually redo the stairway the way we envision it or the way it showed on the TV show. It probably is going to have to be redone, right?
Well,
if
that was a set, who knows what the inside of this house looks like.
That's what I'm saying.
Hopefully they'll be able to approximate that. But if it's Stairway to No Place, right? Because isn't that where the hall was for the kids' rooms and everything?
All the bedrooms
used to sit up there at this.
Sure.
I could see them bringing back maybe the characters and telling fun stories one time.
Oh, that would be another time.
Like that kind of thing.
Right. But they got to make a show out of it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
A million different ways for it to have been worth the money.
Be like a six-parter.
Every year they do the HGTV Dream House, which I don't know if we enter that. Every ladies in our studio audience ever enter that? Yeah. Every single year. They will find some amazing piece of property. It's usually like, I don't know, Myrtle Beach or, you know, just something awesome. They did like a ski house one year. They've done all these different ones. And they buy a fixer-upper and they completely redo it. So the whole show basically is the months that it takes for them to put this whole house together. They, you know, spiff out all the, like Sears does the appliances or whoever, you know, so it's totally sponsor-driven. But they get all these things and they redo the house and they make it amazing. They really do. And then they have designers come in and decorate the thing. And it looks, and you get all the furniture. Usually you get the house, which is worth a couple million bucks. You get all the furniture in it. You get a brand new car. They put that in the driveway. And then they give you cash, too, to like help pay the taxes. I guess. I don't think a lot of people get to keep these houses because you would think
can't afford
the tax alone. Because it's not like when you just go buy a house. If you win something, you owe almost 50% in taxes.
Don't you pay tax on the whole bundle anyway? So if they give you cash, you're taxed
on that too.
So that doesn't do you any good.
Well, I'm wondering if people, whatever, say the whole package is worth $3 million, if they would get like a mortgage, if they figure out a way to get a mortgage for what they owe on the taxes, and that becomes the price basically that they pay for the house. It's the only
if they can qualify.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm sure a lot of people wind up not being able to do it, and there must be some kind of cash exchange. But I was thinking, I wonder if they'll make this a dream house. Like they'll go through, because what are they going to do with it after it's all done? Shoot a show there? I don't know. So maybe they'll take every, you know, do all these things, have all the Bradys come in there. My idea is, because the Property Brothers, Drew and I can't think of the other guy's name.
Wendell.
Yes. Drew and Wendell, the Property Brothers. They do, like, one of them's a real estate guy and one of them's a construction guy, and they help people find houses and they
redo
it. Jonathan
and Drew.
I'm not
into those guys at all.
I know. You'd think I'd remember a John in that mix. They were also bidding. So they were trying to get the house too. And all these people were over $3 million with their bids, apparently. So, and they work for HGTV, right? Are they? They're not on DIY, are they?
I'm not actually sure. Probably HG.
I want to say they're...
No, they're HG because that's the channel that's on at my house all the time. And that's the channel
that's
where
correct.
They are.
So I'm thinking they got to have Lance Bass host one of these things. They got to have the... They should let the Property Brothers do some of the work on it, like make it their project. I think they could have so much fun with this house. And the house is super cute. I mean, just, you know, you've seen it. It's there in the opening credits of the Brady Bunch. I think it's white now. I saw a picture of it this morning and it was... I seem to remember it being like a dark brown color on the show. But anyway.
I'm sure whatever they do, it'll suck just as bad as the rest of the shows
Will
on
you
their
stop
channel.
It? It's going to be great. Oh, that does look brown still. God, that looks so cute. So it's a 2,500 square foot house. The neighborhood.
On 12,000 square foot, a lot.
Oh, that's a good size lot. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it has views.
Last sold in about 50 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
For, I think it was like 60-something grand.
That's crazy. So you're saying the same person that owned it when it was used for the exterior shots for the Brady Bunch is the same person that just sold it. Probably their estate.
Probably.
They probably died there. So it's unclear if they're going to try and replicate the inside from TV or just return it to how that house would have looked in the 70s. So I don't know how much they paid, but Lance was saying he offered around $3 million, more than $1 million over the asking price. He was furious when he found out he didn't get the house.
Well, they told him he had it.
I know. So, but apparently he is a huge HGTV fan. Surprise. It's awesome. So he's a little bit less mad now. He tweeted, HGTV? Oh, man, I'd be pretty upset if it was anyone else. But how can you be mad at HGTV? My TV's stuck on that channel. Kudos, HGTV. I know you'll do the right thing with the house. I can smile
again. I like you even less now. Come on. What is the deal?
When we are apart, I feel it too.
Is that him singing?
Oh, this is NSYNC. I really can't tell
so
which
we don't know if it's
band member.
Not.
I mean, I'm sure Justin
Didn't
Timberlake
Justin
is the lead.
Did Justin do the heavy lifting? Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear that channel is like a... I don't know if it's the way it is at your house. At my house, it truly is a sickness. It's on every time I turn on a TV in whatever room I'm in, the first channel it's on is that. And the first thing I have to do is mute it.
Why? Because I need some handy dandy tip.
I need that sound off before I can even get to the changer and get it's.
No,
awful.
I tape a few shows that it plays, or not tape them, whatever we do now, digitally
DVR,
to record them. But when I turn on the TV, it's always on CNN. And frankly, that's how I feel about it. Like, turn that off. I just cannot hear. I don't want to know.
That's John's thing, CNN?
Always on the news. Huh. Always. Ugh. And then he wants to talk about it. I'm like, oh, my God, please, please stop talking to me about it.
Tell him to call your mom.
Oh, yeah.
She loves
it. I'm sure
it.
That'd be... Anyway, Jonathan Scott from the Property Brothers was the one who was bidding on it, and he congratulated them as well. Actually, I'm sorry, he congratulated Lance because Lance thought he got the house. So you're saying he posted an Instagram picture up there with him like, I got it.
Uh-huh.
So Jonathan was also bidding on it. He said in his post before he knew HGTV were the ones who got it, I'm a little bummed you outbid me. Seriously, I really wanted that house, but I'm very excited you're taking on this project. Let me know if you want any help. So there you go. I mean, that was my idea. Have the Property Brothers do the remodel and have Lance Bass, you know, host the show or something. Everyone's involved. Now everyone's happy.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's fantastic.
What a
All right.
show. What
I
a,
know. Wouldn't
what
that be
a
so
team
amazing?
Made in heaven, my God.
God, I agree. So, The Mighty Ducks. That was a movie when I was a kid.
Never saw it. You saw it, though.
I did see The Mighty Ducks.
Everybody?
When I was
little. I don't recall
I loved
seeing it.
Yeah,
I don't think I saw it.
You loved it.
Yeah.
And did they milk that? Did they turn that into a series?
They did a few.
I think there was like three of them.
Yep. Okay. A few movies. And then wasn't there even like a TV show for a little while? Maybe a Disney show?
That sounds familiar.
Am I correct? Was Emilio Estevez somehow involved with that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I am aware of it, but I never saw it.
Okay, so there was a kid. His name was Sean Weiss. His name is still Sean Weiss, I assume.
Okay.
He played Goldberg, the goalie.
Okay.
In the Mighty
so
Ducks.
So he was a little boy on the show.
He was. So here's a picture of him from the last few years.
Let me show you the video of him from the movie.
Sure. Let's have a look at what. So here he is, little Goldberg. Okay. So he's tied or duct taped or something to the goalpost.
He's adorable.
Then he laughs and he goes, you know,
because they're
he
not hitting him.
That, yeah,
right. They all suck
really
so bad. And they're all the whole. Team is shooting pucks at him.
So that's the guy
hurting.
Right there.
So that's him. All right. So there he is, cute little boy. So he's actually.
Emilio looks pretty good in this, too.
Oh,
he's young.
Young
and
handsome.
Right.
Sure. He worked for a long time after that. He actually found other jobs. He was in some of the other Mighty Ducks things. He continued to get work, but he's been in a downward spiral now for years. Do not get. I have to show you. That's the before picture.
Okay.
Just so you know,
I have
hold
it.
On to that.
It looks like a healthy man.
Sure. He's regular looking guy.
Yeah.
To me, he looks like a Mexican guy here.
Oh, does he?
Bearded, but, you know, dark hair. Dark. It looks like his skin is darker.
Oh, all right. Well, he's some dude. So, and he's, you know, a grown man now. He's got kind of like a scruffy beard and his hairline's receding. He's just a dude. So some friend of his is telling TMZ that because he just got picked up for drunk and disorderly over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he just did something like 150 days in jail for stealing.
So he's a drug addict or a drunk.
He's been arrested for possession of meth and he got 150 days in jail for stealing on top of this past weekend's trip to the drunk tank. So this is his mugshot from over the weekend. So you've got that photo.
Okay.
And I've talked about this a million times, the whole faces of meth thing. Like, you see the person on their first meth arrest,
bust.
And they look, you know, disheveled. They've been doing meth. I assume that dishevels you. I don't know. and then you see them, I'm not even 6 months later, and they just look like a completely different person. So there's the shot of him.
Right? That's gnarly.
Your thoughts.
That's the same guy. Are you sure?
Yeah. I looked a million times. That's I was him. Even comparing his ears. Like to
the
see
nose
if it's the
is
same
the
dude.
Same, but the,
well, his,
the rest
he's
of the
going
face.
Like this, but his face is just, it looks. He looks 25 years older.
Yeah.
So he's 39.
Oh my
he
God.
Looks
that's
like
a 39 year old?
59
yes.
years old, at least.
Are you, as the studio audience,
yeah.
seeing this too? I would love to put side by sides up so people can see this.
Bryn,
is that possible?
Yeah,
Bryn?
I can put it on Sarah.
The mug shot
page.
That we just
sure,
got
me,
with that shot from
let
TMZ.
Me save the image
Vaughn,
and put
I don't
it
know
on
if you
the,
could put that on the Looking
Facebook
Glass.
Page.
Yeah,
Has Vaughn got it up there?
Yeah, he's
getting... Oh, great. Yeah. If you go to radioalice.com/watch, it takes you right to the looking glass.
Even his, I mean, his face looks sunken in, but you could tell the teeth are not there.
Yeah.
Oh, you can?
Well, look see how his mouth looks. He just looks like an old man. He's like an old man on the back porch.
Oof.
Anyway, I guess this friend found him sleeping on her porch last year, and she contacted his niece. They've been friends. I guess this woman and him have been friends for years, and he did not like her, you know, reaching out to the family because they're trying to get him into rehab.
Sure. He's not trying to do that, huh?
And that's when he started to distance himself from his friends. And so he was just, that's his mugshot from this weekend. He was picked up for drunken disorderly. They don't say meth there, but he's had meth problems. And that looks like a dude who has aged.
Doesn't always go away.
25 years. No. Ugh. That seems like I would never even get near that stuff. Just too scared of it. All right, so there's that.
On the bright side, his hairline seems to be back.
Yeah, well, it's mopped over on the front of shirt. It looks like it's tumbling into his face.
Hey, say the guy's name again. People are asking.
Sean Weiss, S-H-A-U-N.
From the Mighty Ducks movies.
Right.
And if you want to take a look at the picture, it's at Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Now, did you do it like a side-by-side?
Yes.
Great.
There's a side-by-side.
Thank you. 13 Reasons Why. 13 Reasons Why. They are starting season 3 in the North Bay this month. It's been a pretty controversial drama.
Oh, this is the... Okay.
Yeah, this is a Netflix show. It centers around a suicide and its ripple effects. So the first season... And wasn't it based on a book or something? So a girl commits suicide, but she leaves 13 tapes behind to a small group of people describing... So I think each episode that first season was about one of the tapes. And I'm not sure what they did in the second season. I do remember them... There was a school shooting right around the time that they were going to put out the second season.
Right.
And I think they delayed it.
Yep.
They're saying Netflix added a video ahead of each episode where cast members give information on resources for those suffering from depression and suicidal thoughts. And it looks like they are starting August 12th on the filming, and it's going to run through February 6th. Take them a long time to do this. They held extras casting calls over the weekend. It looks like it's going to take place around Vallejo, Sebastopol, and San Rafael. City of San Rafael did confirm to SF Gate that the production is currently permitted to begin filming. I don't see anything further than that as far as when, if you wanted to go stand behind the stanchions and watch this happen. And it's expected to premiere next year on Netflix, season 3.
All right.
There it is. In late May, they canceled the premiere party for the show following a school shooting in Texas that left 10 people dead.
It looks like there was a book previously before the show, Sarah, originally published, this says 2001, but there's an article put out in June that says that Penguin Random House will partner with Netflix, and they're going to be publishing more books.
Oh. So it's based on something that was written.
On Netflix.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I wondered what they were going to do in future episodes since it was about this girl, her suicide, and these 13 tapes.
Yeah.
But they found a way to continue to have the show. Are Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin saving themselves for marriage?
No.
Yes,
in a million
absolutely.
Years. No
100%
way.
Yes.
No way.
Absolutely. Dude, she is a hardcore Christian, and so is her dad. I think her dad's like a preacher now. That's the reason he's with her, is because he's like, I want to walk the straight and narrow path. Yes, the answer is yes. Human's right.
In your experience, do you feel like even hardcore Christians can sin,
yes,
make mistakes?
They can. They're the biggest sinners.
Okay.
All right. But I'm saying he's with her because he is wanting to wait. I think she's a virgin. Can you believe I just said that?
Mm-hmm.
I believe you said it.
Yeah, I can believe you said it.
Heard it.
Can all of us, can everyone believe it?
Star tabloid. Is it tabloid?
Sure.
No,
and
yes.
Frankly,
legit.
Absolutely.
Legit.
Is it?
Legit.
I don't know. Because I feel like once in a while the National Enquirer gets it right.
Once in a while, yes,
Star?
They do.
Star
I don't know.
Right,
I don't know if Star gets it right.
They do.
I've never heard anything Star got right.
Anyway, they're saying Justin and Haley are saving themselves for marriage.
The source, I know.
Exactly right.
The source says they're both very religious and they want to abstain until they're married. Justin's a recent convert, but Haley was brought up with religion her whole life. It's important to them to wait. So after their dates, he goes to a hotel and she goes to her apartment. They go out on dates and then they split up.
He doesn't have a house?
I don't know. I don't know what he's got.
They're in New York, right? They're spending a lot of time in New York.
They are. And actually, that was that leads me to my next story. It's about them. He seems like a big baby. Here's a picture that was taken of them in Central Park.
You're surprised about that? Oh, he's crying.
His hands are over his face.
Yeah.
He's weeping, and she looks totally thrilled. Oh, my God.
What's happening?
She's, like, sitting next to him, like, are you okay, baby?
You know what? Let me ask you a question. You know, guys who may, and maybe he really is an emotional type or not. If you, as a woman, and you've dated other dudes through the years, you ever had a guy make that play like he's sensitive and thought to yourself, I like this? Or were you like, dude, really? Get it together.
I mean, open weeping in a park. It's one thing for someone to be telling you something from their life or, you know, and they get misty. But like open weeping outside, like all I can think of as soon as I read the story, I'm like, oh, she won't bang him and he's crying over it.
Woman's right.
What I thought about when I saw that picture, I looked around to see if there's a bicycle and I thought, oh, maybe he fell.
Yeah.
Like, no, the bikes
he
are.
Out of boo.
There's no injuries. The knees are clear.
I boot up.
You want a guy to cry?
I don't.
Play Tyrese.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, play Tyrese crying.
You want a crying guy?
I don't.
I mean, if it's at a funeral, someone died, or like what Sarah's saying, there's some story from their life and they shed a tear. Okay, but I don't need someone.
Well, I
want to
know
crying. They're
not dead inside. You know, like they get misty at a movie. I'm fine with that. You know.
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
No, more.
Really?
Oh,
I got
God.
More story. By the way, after he stopped crying, they went to, they were like in a restaurant, and then she started crying. And then he had to like wipe tears off of her face and stuff.
They had a sucky day. Some emotion.
I guess it will.
I hope they make it to the altar. I'm worried that they're not going to. It's
you?
Not. Yeah.
Does it say why they're crying?
Do we place our bets on how long
it's
going to last?
We
do you
bets.
Have that?
No, we placed it on the other one.
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
What, are we crazy?
Oh, are they still together? Is Ariana and Pete
still together?
Yeah, they're still together.
So I think Sarah lost that one already.
No, I think I said the 10th.
Yeah, Sarah's, August 10th?
Didn't I?
Yeah, you had the most recent one.
I had the closest one.
Oh, she got a couple
days. I only have a couple days.
And then she's out of it.
Come on, guys, don't let me down.
They're going to make it.
Story.
You're burned.
We're talking Justin Bieber and Haley.
Do they have a wedding date yet?
Yeah, Haley Baldwin.
She just showed the ring the other day, right?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
All right, so what are we saying?
Well, okay, so I have an idea, but it has a caveat. If they make it to the, I don't know if they're going to make it to the aisle, but if they make it to the aisle, I'm going to say a solid 1 year.
Oh.
Before divorce?
Before divorce, yes.
I give them till January 12th.
Well, you know, you have to do the two parts. Are they going to make it to the aisle?
No, they're not going to make it.
But if they make it to the aisle.
Now.
If they make it to the aisle, how long?
If they make it to the aisle. 3 years.
Oh, man.
3 years.
Sarah, you said January 1st?
I say they're January 12th.
Oh, January 12th.
He's not going to break up with her right after the new year. He's going to give it.
And if I'll, you give him 3 years.
Yeah, I'll give him 3 years.
All right. Forever.
Okay, so he's saying yes to both.
They will never break up. Okay, Brynn?
That's incredible.
I'm saying yes to the aisle and 4 years.
Oh.
Years.
What about you, Yuzi?
Well, there was some talk that they were going to elope.
Are they going to make it to the aisle?
I say yes, they will make it to the aisle. Yes. And then I give them 12 months. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh,
sorry. No, 15 months.
Oh, okay.
All right, one last question. Third part. Will she be pregnant within the first year? Will she become pregnant?
No.
No.
I'm going to say yes. No. Throw a bing down.
I hope she gets pregnant before the
That'd be great.
They're not having premarital stuff.
Okay, right.
Okay, we're super. We're super late.
We are a little late.
Hey, Danny.
News is next. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We need fall interns. Email cover letter and resume to Uzette at RadioAlice.com. UZETTE at RadioAlice.com. We love our interns so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard when they leave.
We put all of the kind of qualifications and recommendations and all. What's the word I'm looking for?
Qualifications.
Is good. Yeah.
Requirements.
On the requirements. There it is. On the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, it's the first time I've heard you search for a word. It's refreshing to know I'm not the only one doing it.
We all do it. we depend on each other to finish each other's sentences.
Thank God
here.
We have each other.
Yeah.
And we need interns, too. The Radio Alice
Report. Don't we have something else?
What are you eating?
Oh, we have contest here.
Sorry.
Six Flags.
Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 wins four tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom with exciting rides like The Joker, Medusa, and Wonder Woman Lasso of Truth. Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, thrill capital of Northern California. The Radio Alice
Report. What's up, everyone? Hey, Hooman, I wanted to ask you a question. I'm looking at the review for Spike Lee's new movie. Have you seen it yet?
Is that the
Black Klansman?
Yeah, Black Klansman. I have not. The screening, I think, was at a really inconvenient time. I did get invited to it.
When does that open? This week?
I think it does. Yeah, I can check.
What are the reviews, Vinny? I've seen a little bit about it.
They're saying this is Spike Lee's comeback movie.
Really? Oh.
Which I loved his early movies. I really Do the Right Thing was excellent. What's the jazz movie he did with Denzel?
Mm. Oh, Harlem Nights.
Devil in the Blue Dress. I don't know.
Mo' Better Blues,
maybe.
I can't remember.
Is this a drama?
So one of the reasons it's so good is because Jordan Peele is one of the producers.
Oh,
he's Get Out.
So hot.
Did you see Get Out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the they're crediting this team he has behind him for his comeback.
Well, anyway, So it is this week?
It is this week, yeah. Unfortunately, we're reviewing the movie Meg.
Boo.
Right. Thanks, everybody.
I can't wait to peek for the week with that piece of crap.
Right. We're going to valley.
Was it Inside Man, Vin?
No. It's Denzel, and it's about him being a horn player.
Mo' Better Blues.
It's Mo' Better Blues. Okay. Mm-hmm. He had Jungle Fever was a good one.
Uh-huh. See the Boys in the Hood guy?
No. That's Carpenter, that isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But he hasn't done anything really since
Boys
that.
In the Hood?
Yeah.
It was Carpenter. Anyway, I'm going to watch it. I look forward to it. I really liked Spike Lee's movies, early movies. The last one he did was 25 hours or something like that.
Singleton, that's who it was.
Oh, Singleton.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here's what's happening. Ford is celebrating their 10 millionth Mustang.
Oh.
The iconic American brand has made the most sports cars, I guess, of all times.
Really?
What sports car has made 10 million of them? Doesn't look like any.
Hmm. What about Porsche?
Do you think they've sold that many?
I don't know. I guess the next I'd go is Corvette. But
they're not really affordable, are they?
They're
right.
Mm-hmm. I like the new Mustangs. I think they look really good. They're very throwback. I think they look
I like them.
Great.
What I don't like about them is the window. The windows are getting smaller.
Oh, so blind spots and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
You had a Mustang when you came back.
Yeah, she did.
I had four Mustangs in my life.
The last one I remember was the navy blue one.
Love that one. I loved all of them, but I loved that one so much.
They say that the Ford Mustang's been America's best-selling sports car in the last half a century and the world's top-selling sports car 3 years straight.
Hmm.
I think it's because you get a full-on sports car and they're less expensive than most of the others.
Yeah.
Right. They're affordable for sure.
Anyway. Congratulations. That's pretty cool.
10 million
of them. I was listening to KCBS this morning, Vinny, and there was some stat about the number one car that people keep for X amount of years.
Oh.
For all the years.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be a Ford Expedition.
What?
That people keep on average of 9 years.
Oh.
And that's because their family, you know, they all the kids, everyone gets in the car. And then when the kids grow up, that the parents can switch out the vehicle.
Oh. Huh.
The story I'm reading is about a guy who says he was in grade school when the teacher asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he said, I want to build Mustangs. And he works there.
Aww.
He's like an old dude now who has built at least 4,000 or 5,000 Mustangs in his
wow.
in his adult life.
That's cool.
It was his goal. And now he's the guy who puts the racing stripes on the Mustang.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The little
it's a
stickers
neat story, yeah. I mean
oh,
I just thought, wow, that's a pretty neat story.
Mm-hmm. That is. I like it.
Living his dream.
Living the dream, baby.
Building Mustangs. I also have a story about Harley Davidson. They're going to be rolling out an electric motorcycle in 2019.
What? All right. That's what I like to hear because I won't be able to hear it.
Well, that's one of the problems.
Yeah,
one of the arguments against
yeah.
the electric motorcycle.
God, they drive by you like, shut up already. God, you loud
that's
people.
So you know.
No, I don't know.
Anyway, I noticed that I what was I watching? I know that they've been doing ads in surfing.
HGTV.
No, it wasn't. And they've been doing ads on what was it? The X Games. They were showing Harley commercials, and I thought, oh, they're really going after young people right now, because you know they've got an aging
older,
demographic.
Right. Yeah.
So it looks like Harley, in an effort to stay in business, will be putting an electric motorcycle on the market very soon.
Nice.
2019.
Vinny 415 says Porsche sold its 1 millionth car last year.
Oh, only 1 million.
And what was
million.
It, 10 million?
Yeah, Ford Mustang? 10 million Mustangs.
That is hard to believe.
Mm. They're expensive.
Yeah, they are. What's like a baseline Porsche cost?
I don't know.
A new one?
Yeah,
or
new
like
well,
a, or
so
how
they've
about
had
like a Suburban or
they've
something?
Had entry levels through the years, like the 911 originally, that little one that looked like a Karmann Ghia almost.
Uh-huh.
That was an entry level. Then the 924 was entry level.
It looks like 91,000.
They have the Boxster.
There's one, I see one for 85,000. It's not cheap.
No.
No.
If I'm spending that kind of money, I'm getting a Tesla.
What?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Me too.
What?
Hell yeah.
How about you, Vin?
No, I would want a Porsche.
Mm-mm. If I had that kind of money to spend on a car, I would 100% go get a Tesla.
You would?
Yeah. What if I see my boyfriend? I want to be in his car.
All right.
He's crazy. Your boyfriend's crazy.
I know.
Tell him
I'm
to
like
stop
it.
Tweeting. Tell
Tweet
him
away, baby. Tweet away.
Delete your Twitter right in front of me.
Have you ever heard of something called a peegasm?
Is that when you hold your pee for so long and then like...
Apparently it feels really good when you finally go. People
I have one of those every time. Like the older I get, the more I'm like, oh God, I feel this. Great.
But literally. Do you wait until like
no,
you're about
I
to
don't.
Explode?
No. No.
Doctors are warning against the trend. Please don't do this. You're going to hurt yourself. You could develop a urinary tract
it.
Infection, maybe even permanently damage your bladder. What? As a commuter, I can't imagine why anyone would do that to themselves on purpose. There's no chasm happening at all. I just have to go. And yes, there's relief. But that lead up while I'm making my last, miles here through the city where I really, all the coffees needs
he does,
out.
He does run to the bathroom as soon as we hear the elevator and then we hear him run to the bathroom.
I don't know what you're talking about with the gasm part. That is ridiculous.
Either.
It's just awful. Doing that on purpose to yourself.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't do it. Sounds terrible.
Here's a couple fast facts for
okay,
you.
I'll take a fast fact.
Nintendo bought a porn parody of Super Mario Brothers in 1993 so they could stop it from being distributed.
Oh.
It was called
Oh.
Super Hornio Bros.
No.
And Ron Jeremy
I'm a Super Hornio.
Played Hornio.
Ha ha ha. They should put it out now.
Really? You think?
Yeah, definitely. No one cares about Super Mario anymore.
Oh, I bet you're wrong.
You are wrong.
Still, porn is so pervasive now.
That's
they
true.
Why not make some money off of it?
Treadmills were invented in the early 1800s as a way of punishing prisoners in England.
Oh.
Treadmills?
Treadmills. Well,
treadmills are punishment. There's no question.
Oh, I love mine.
You better run on this.
When the weather's bad or too hot.
It's true. You watch TV on it, too.
I just watch my little pad. And
yeah. I think all those machines are totally just, you know, sadistic.
You use yours all the time.
I know. It obviously, it's a terrible invention.
You don't like it?
No, the elliptical?
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, does anyone like working out?
No.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? The whole Bay Area imagines you in the underwear gym.
Yeah. I was in there yesterday. Just like, this sucks, Beavis.
I think Bay Club is doing this new thing called Ignite. I think I'm going to go try that out. Hopefully it'll be an enjoyable workout.
What's it about?
I don't know. It's like they do all these different modalities where you're running and jumping.
What's modality? Running and jumping. Oh.
Yeah, it looks fun. It looks more interactive.
Running and jumping?
Yeah, and treadmills like and push-ups and weights.
I feel like a goat.
Oh, so it's some kind of like cross training or circuit training?
Yeah, it's like a circuit training thing. Yeah. Right.
Oh, you have fun with that. You've got that stair climb coming up. You better get on.
I know.
Yeah, boom in.
52 flights. Oh, mention that right now.
Oh, thanks so much.
He got a bump.
Yeah, so yesterday we were in fourth place, Team Alice, a.k.a. Team Sarah and Vinny, Team Me. And right now, Team Alice is in second place.
Who gave us a big bump? So, well, we mentioned it the last couple days, and so, you know, reminding folks.
So right now we're at 1,739. We just passed the fire commissioner.
All right.
Yes. Nice. So just a quick shout out.
He always wins.
To Lisa and Kirsten and Alyssa and Ashley. Alyssa said thank you to all the firefighters out there, because you can write a message with each amount you give. There's been a number of fires in the hill near my parents' house. Thankfully, it was put out in time. Be careful out there. Mm. So we're $500 away from taking over the first place position.
Right. So let's make a push. Here's the deal. There are 14,000 firefighters currently fighting fires here in California, spread up through Southern Cal, up through Northern Cal. These guys are the brave ones that save people's homes, and this cause is so worthy.
It is. So go to RadioAlice.com. It's right on the front page. You'll see a picture of me in a firefighter costume.
Oh,
and click on that.
All right.
Or a uniform, yeah.
And click on that, and then there'll be a donate button.
I don't think it's a costume when it's the actual firefighter outfit, right?
Yeah. Well, he's dressed up as a firefighter.
Let him make his pitch, everyone.
Yeah,
come on.
For that.
Go check that out.
Let's click on it some more.
Donate.
Every time we try to do something good, there's a dog pile, everybody.
Well, no good deed goes unpunished.
That's what we do.
All right, we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.